It is July 5th, 2018. It's Geeks Next Door, episode 117. Day after we were independent and shit. What's up, guys?
Anybody blow their finger off?
You would be the best bet, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn it.
I'm good.
How was your guys' 4th of July?
Hold up your hand, Adam.
Let's see. Handshake.
I didn't hear from anybody, so I want to know what you guys did.
I went to bed because I had to work.
I had to work too, but I stayed up at least for some fireworks.
Right. I went to my brother's house.
Somebody's cabin?
I did go to cabins. I went to various cabins. And then I returned home and was like super tired. And just sitting on the couch. And then we were like, we should do something probably. And so then my brother was doing something. Well, doing nothing. So we did nothing with him. We went and had barbecue. And then we went to see fireworks. And we went to a place that was like on top of this parking lot. And we couldn't see the fireworks.
That doesn't make really sense. Sucked. I need more. On top of a parking lot?
Why would they shoot off fireworks in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Well, the thinking was, on top of the parking lot, this parking ride would be able to see far. But the trees were too high in a certain spot. And there was like probably a shit ton of cars there. And I think none of them had been there before. And all of them saw like other people and thought that it would work. And then we were close enough to see, we had the best seats in the house, which allowed us to see that we couldn't see the fireworks. So like you could see them just above the trees. So we busted out quick and whipped around some side roads and then got a viewing angle and pulled into some lot and then watched from there. It actually worked out pretty good.
You know, it's a really good place to look.
You got lucky.
I'll tell you, a really good place to watch fireworks is the intersection of 610 and 169. There's like a bridge. It's kind of near Dave's work, actually. There's like a bridge. It's kind of near where your house used to be as well, right? And if you're, it's like, for some reason, there's flat land all around. You can see fireworks from like five different towns. It's pretty sweet. Now, you got to watch in the middle of a highway, but, you know, besides that, it's pretty cool.
Did you go watch fireworks?
No. The babies are. They go to bed at 7:30. So
that's what I wondered.
We got a $20 firework canister thing, and we set it about 6:30, and we made it go off, and they were like, eh.
Did they? They didn't cry nor at cheer, just like...
Well, occasionally they looked at it, and were like, yeah, that's noise and some fire.
That's what happens.
But yeah, it was fun. I felt like I partook in the 4th of July celebration, so I was happy to have done it. What about you, Dave? Apparently you went out.
Yeah, we went out. Went up to Coon Rapids. Just sat by the side of the road and watched some fireworks. It was fun. Problem is, like, most places aren't designed to have that large influx of people and then try to get them out in an efficient, timely manner.
Yeah, yep. That's why if you can find a good spot, like the intersection of Highway 169 and 610, nobody's there. It's good shit.
Or the top of a parking ride, which is why I picked that. It happened to not work out, but it was a good theory. And
I like that you were like, oh, this is a super smart idea. And it's, there's some. And then you got nothing happened. We got to go really high up.
We learned really from that experiment.
Well, not necessarily. Some places, depending on like what's around you, if you just sit on your roof, you might be able to see a lot of stuff. You know, if you don't have any high trees nearby, you might be okay.
No, I mean, it was fun. I mean, there wasn't too many bugs or anything, so it was nice.
Okay, I saw one picture. Your boy looked excited in one picture. He looked annoyed.
Dave looks annoyed in every picture.
No, life, some pictures he does not. No. Just 90%
stop
of them.
Taking photos.
He did look annoyed in that picture, though. That's true. Like, he might not have been, but he looked annoyed.
Yeah. And it was probably more of a frustration of sitting there for a long time and waiting for stuff to happen.
Yes, because in order to get good seats, you have to get there early enough. But when you get there early enough, you also have nothing to do for a bunch of time. It becomes like a terrible thing. Like, so if I had a helicopter, that would be cool.
Can I suggest a remedy?
What's that?
Online seating chart. when you go to look at fireworks, you click where you want to sit, and that's where you're going to sit.
What if they shot them even higher into the sky?
Revolutionary.
So you could be at a park and ride and just park on top.
Right. Exactly. Higher than the trees.
Right. That just seems like.
Yeah.
Because I thought about a parking ride, and I was like, you know what? I don't think it's going to work.
It depends on what's around you. If you're in a sufficiently flat enough area, I think you're cool. But you know. Anyways, Dave 2, what'd you do?
Nothing. We got home around 8 from the cabin because I had to work today. And Logan slept pretty much the whole night for like 15 hours. And then we were able to see, I guess the lookout, since they're like, Maple Grove's not going to do any fireworks until next weekend for Maple Grove Days. We'll just shoot off our own fireworks here at the lookout. So we could actually see them from one of my child's bedrooms. And so we just kind of laid there in bed with him while we watched the fireworks.
Okay. All right. You're all losers except for Dave. Good job, Dave. You're not a loser.
why am I a loser?
Because you went to a park and ride.
And then I parked
and you didn't get out of the car.
And then you went... But you didn't partake in, like, the atmosphere of it.
I poof you all day long on that. Poof. Anyways.
Let me tell you more. I passed a soccer ball around on the roof of a park and ride while we waited for the fireworks to begin. It was great.
That's just dangerous. On a roof?
Seriously. Was awesome.
What if you kicked it off the roof? What would happen then?
We would have lost the soccer ball because it was a green soccer ball and there was like a swamp.
What do you think of that? But yeah, good call, Adam. Good call.
Living on the edge, that's what I call it.
But this was a question I didn't intend to ask you. So let's get to the real heart of the matter, the heart of the question. What songs you got?
What was the question?
I posed a question via email. Most of you probably ignored it. I know Ryan did. What it said was certain songs to certain individuals mean certain decades. And like two of them for me, like if I think of the 50s, I'm like Elvis Presley. I think of Elvis Presley in the 50s. Or if in the 70s, I think of Bob Dylan. I just think of Bob Dylan as the 70s. So what to you, what song or group of artist means a certain decade to you? And I'm sure we'll all get some 90s in, so 90s will mean different for everybody else. So. But I'm curious, because there's no wrong answer here. It's just everybody has a different kind of outlook. Amy had some interesting ones, and I'm curious what you guys have.
I bet hers were all Weird Al.
Nope. You're mistaken. Well,
it's Weird Al parroting a song from the 60s. Weird Al parroting a song from the 70s.
But ironically, they all remind her of the 80s.
No. So who wants to get started? Anybody want to get started? Anybody have one? Anybody got one for me? Just give me one. Just give me one good one.
You were singing it pre-show. I think for me, because it reminds me of The Breakfast Club, which is, in my head, the most quintessential 80s movie of all time, and everything I equate is to movies. I think Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds is the thing that will always remind me of that movie, which reminds me of the 80s.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. That makes sense.
Anyone else?
For the 80s, they have some good hair music then. But when I think 80s, I always think Michael Jackson.
Okay, that was also on my list.
Wait, but wasn't he like a little boy at one time being like, "Girl, you know it's
that
you."
Was in the early 70s.
Early 70s.
That was ABC.
Oh, yeah.
But like,
ABC.
Thriller, Man in the Mirror, all that was in the 80s.
Yeah, but which one? Which one to you? What song?
That doesn't have to be a song. It could be a group.
Black or White?
But if you want to answer 90s. That,
that's 90s.
Really?
Yeah, 91 to be exact.
Yeah. He's got a list. He's like, I'm a proud collector of all Michael Jackson.
All right, Adam, you got one?
I'm trying to think.
All right, we'll come back to you. Ryan, you got one?
Come back to me.
I got many.
I know. Give me one. We're going around in like a circle. Yes, just one. We're having a conversation.
Well, I just thought of the one I thought of was, for some reason, Raw Bass. Remember that shit? That one, is a song I remember more than other songs from
back.
I think that was the 80s. I'm not even 100% sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say. I'm not gonna do it. Nice try. And you were singing like a Milli Vanilli remix there, which Milli Vanilli and Rob Bass, like, sort of in a way that was like that's a decade for me right there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I like that song because I changed the lyrics slightly and I was like, I want to rock right now. I'm Chris Banks. I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone. I was going to do that on the karaoke, but they didn't have it. So. Okay, mine is 90s because 90s were when we were all around. And it's the 90s band I think about is... When I hear the Gin Blossoms, I'm like, that's a fucking 90s band. I mean, all the songs I know from them are from the 90s.
That's a 90s-ass 90s band.
Yeah, I'm sure they're still around, but when I think of 90s, that's the band I think of.
What do they sing?
They have a lot of songs, actually. I was surprised.
I'm sure they do.
They were on my Pandora.
Hey, Jealousy?
Yeah, and they played like 5 songs. I forgot all of, like, half of them, but...
There's some bands where you know their songs, but you don't know, you don't think of them when you hear the songs.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's what they are for me.
So, what were you guys said? The Hey Jealousy song? Hey Jealousy!
Yeah.
Hey Jealousy! And then Till I Hear It From You. Lesser Known, yeah. Until I Fall Away. There's just a lot of songs. There's a lot of untils in their songs.
Found Out About You.
Yes, that's another one. Yeah.
Found They're going to be playing at Mayo Park Drive in Rochester, Minnesota on Sunday.
I have no desire to go back to the 90s. I liked it, but I'm looking forward, not backwards.
Snap.
So... I'm sure they've made other music, but to me, they're the 90s. So. Yeah, all right, Adam, did you come up with one yet?
The 2090s.
Back in the day, right around 97, 98, Dave and I, we used to hang out and go to concerts a lot.
That's true.
And
that's
when he
was cool.
I'm still cool.
No.
One of the most memorable concerts was Rammstein.
Oh, that is 90s ass fucking 90s metal.
I don't know.
I remember that one. I went to that concert too. I think
Ryan wasn't there though. He pretended
it was just
there.
Me and Dave. So,
all right, we'll start over, Dave.
90s, because of Matt Lang and his obsession with playing the same fucking shit over and over and over again. The Offspring will always remind me of 10th grade. Well, it will always remind me of 10th grade.
I can see that.
Hey, hey, come out and play. And be like, okay, we're going to listen to another song? No, we're going to listen to the same song over
it. Until we master it.
I'm pretty sure I know all the words, all the songs on that one. Yeah.
I know.
Air's like that one, too. Mr. Fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Smash is a good album. That's one of those albums where I'm like, there's no bad songs on that for me.
Right.
I can listen to all of them, so... All right, Dave 2, what do you got? You got another one?
For the 90s, it was all about the alt-rock, grunge-type stuff, so not only was that The Offspring, but a band that I still listen to this day, Green Day.
Yep.
I enjoy
Green Day.
I hope so. They're good.
No, I'm saying, like, you know, like when they grew up, they were like, yeah, we're super punk, and now they're like, yeah, we're making rock operas now.
Shut up. Rock operas are amazing. You know it. Any album that tells an entire story is amazing. that's a good one. That's a good one. Well, you, Ryan, you said you had many of them. Give me a few more.
So this, for the 90s, I remember a period of time where I would, like, go downstairs and play, like, a lot of Final Fantasy III. And then I played some other games, too. But, like, I feel I had, like, a couple CDs. And not a lot, because this isn't when you didn't stream shit. You just, like, played the CDs you had. And I had, like, 3 CDs, so those are, like, I can think of them clearly, those songs, because I played the same 3 CDs over and over again. I played Rage Against the Machine, which is a fucking bomb.
Yep.
Tool.
I've been waiting for somebody to say Tool.
See, some of these, interestingly enough, Tool and Nine Inch Nails... I listen to, like, a lot for a long time, so they don't associate them with a particular genre. Those are my bands that I listen to all the time. But anyways, back to that. So Rage Against the Machine, Bush 16 Stone.
Bush, no, it's not Bush. Bush is my 90s song. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
And then one that was like a one-hit wonder was a band called Silverchair. Do you remember those?
I remember Silverchair. I had their CD thanks to Columbia Music House.
Yeah, see, that was one where like I heard the one song I liked it and I bought their CD.
And that's but the only song I liked.
Well, when I put that CD in, I usually listened to that song and then popped back in Rage. Yep. And then went through. I knew the whole Bush and the whole Rage, but that one song in Silverchair also made the playlist.
What was their best song? Do you remember? Like Silverchair.
It's called Tomorrow. It's kind of hard to sing.
I'll just listen to it tomorrow. I'm curious.
The only way to get there is to go straight down. Ugh. There's no bathroom and there is no sink.
Well, if there's no bathroom, there's no sink.
The water out of the tap is very hard to drink. Very hard to drink.
Yes.
That's how it goes.
Wow. Can we just loop that throughout the podcast?
Right.
Brian.
I wouldn't blame you.
No, sure. Not today.
Wow. Just wow.
Adam, but yeah, you know what I mean? Like, then you played, like, you happened to buy a CD because it seemed like it was good, and then you listened to it a lot because you didn't buy, like, a million. I didn't anyways. I had, like, eight, so...
You had your one song, you got like, oh, this is a good song, and you buy it, and you're just like, oh, shit. Terrible fucking songs on here.
Yeah. I remember I bought, me and John Fairbanks went to a disco round or something once, or Sam Goody, whatever the fuck you bought music back in the day. And I remember hearing a song that I liked on the radio. I was like, I'm going to get their album. And I got it, and we listened to that song in the car, and he's like, man, you bought that CD just for that one song, didn't you? It's like, I don't know, but probably the rest of the song sucks, so yes, I did. But that's what you did. Come on.
Like, how would you know?
Exactly.
Like, how would you know? Someone has to pay the price and like listen to the whole CD and then either say it's good or crap.
Right.
All right. Cool. Adam, you got another one for me?
Okay, I'll go one more, but this is the Wayback Machine. So in 83, I think, maybe 4, my buddy Chuck and I used to listen to Dare to Be Stupid album all the fucking time. Like, sure. I don't think we had any other fucking...
friends? I agree.
Yeah. Well, no, we didn't have any other friends. But we didn't have any other, like, tapes? Like, back then you only had one tape. If you were lucky.
No, I had a bunch that I would, like, record stuff on the radio. And the fucking radio, DJ would just, shut up, DJ! I'm trying to listen to my goddamn song!
Oh, I remember I tried so hard to get that one song from Police Academy or whatever, the one that goes, the musical one was like, how's that one go? You know?
From Police Academy?
Is that what it's from?
No,
it's from Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop, yes, that's what I meant.
Seriously, right?
And I finally got that on tape, and it was great. It was the greatest day, because I could never catch it, but that song was the fucking bomb. Oh, and the other one that was a bomb was the one about the grass being greener, and, oh, I don't know.
Does this turn into Ryan's section? Cause...
I just talk. That's my job. That's what you pay me to do.
You took over.
Because it did remind me of another thing, and I'm going to keep talking. You remember when we went on that Europe trip?
No.
Doesn't ring a bell. Sorry.
Yes. We went on a Europe trip, and I don't know what decade it is, so I can't say.
Was there a donkey show in there, too?
You don't remember what decade
it was?
There
was some weird shit there. Let's not talk about that. But on that trip, I remember Best New Artist. Which Adele. I think was it Adele then? Yes. Yeah, she was new.
Number one artist.
And then
of the
also
year.
Butterfly, because everybody hated it, but I like jammed out to it. Remember that song Butterfly?
No.
Do you know Dave? Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I remember Butterfly.
I don't know anything.
All I know is
Sugar,
I
baby.
Yes, there you go.
I remember
know what it is.
Going down a Swiss tunnel. Listening to fucking number one, there's number one new artist of the year. I'm like, Ryan, the song sucks. Number one new artist of the year. Number one new artist of the year.
Well, if we're going to say anything that super loud Americans can annoy even the Swiss when we're parked outside of a tunnel for an hour and a half and you play Tunuk Tunuk as loud as possible to just annoy the shit out of every other Swiss person on the mountain and they look at you, they're like, this is why the world hates you, America.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
It is true.
All right, I got one more.
Sure, go for it.
Dang, Adam is
here. Does everybody remember the day
the music died?
But
yeah.
What radio station was it that it died? the end of the world when the Edge went off the air that day in what?
Oh shit! Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, it was probably like 90 junior high.
Yeah.
But
it was early. It would have been early 90s.
92, 93.
Yeah, right in there. Yep.
The Edge. It's the Edge. Welcome to the Edge.
Adam is like,
the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah.
For like 24 straight hours. Holy fuck.
That was smart. That was smart of them. So, yeah.
But they came up with a new station on the same channel that was kind of the same music.
That's the problem, right? Is they just recycle them into, it's new management. Same shit, just new management.
Yeah. Right.
Different call sign.
Okay.
Was it 93X? The next?
No, the Edge.
Now, yeah, but it was.
No, I'm just wondering. I know it's 93X now. I'm just wondering if there been anything else since between the Edge and 93X.
Somebody should do that. Like, document what they've all been. Like, what has 93.7 been over the years? What has 101.3 been over the years?
It's always been KDWB.
It's always been that one guy. Who the fuck's that one guy? Who, no matter what station, no matter what station it is, Tony Fly is fucking going to be on it.
He had a show for a while on like late night TV.
That doesn't
Channel
right.
23.
Yeah,
pretty good.
As soon as the sexual harassment charges came out, he was toast.
Man, everybody has sexual harassment charges. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's Adam's like what you do as a fucking radio announcer. You just say like shit, like without thinking. Right?
I mean, say, hey, sugar tits, what are you doing tonight?
Hey, suck my dick. Well, like, it's totally legit. That's what they say.
That's what we say here. We've been here for 20 years. Okay, cool. I'll do one more. I'm going to go back to the 80s when I was a wee lad starting to discover my sexuality and watching MTV music videos of Madonna being like a virgin. She's the 80s for me. So.
Right.
She's done other shit, but she'll always be the 80s for me. So.
True.
All right, cool. Good conversation. Thanks for letting me know, and let's make the podcast go.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Thank you, Adam. Okay.
February 4th, 1994 is when it happened.
Ah, okay.
And it played for like 40 hours.
Throughout the whole weekend.
Huh. I will say, 90s to me is also Biggie. Like, Biggie was in the 90s, and I just remember
like
it being
Biggie,
there.
Biggie, can't you see? Yeah. Sometimes your words hypnotize
late 90s.
Me.
I almost consider it 2000s, because it was like after high school, kind of. But it was early.
Because,
it was all the 90s.
That's Eminem. I think of Eminem 2000s, even though I think he was like 99.
I'm the same way. Yes.
Yeah. I think, all of a sudden, I'm like, Eminem, I'm like, holy shit, this like 2000, it's a new generation. You see all the, it's a white rapper. He's awesome. Everybody likes him.
Pepsi generation.
That's why he's a cautionary tale, because he has that line. Is like when he's like, "You're too old. You're 40. You got to let go." And now Eminem's like 45.
Right.
It was like, "Oh, you can't put that shit in your fucking music. You're gonna be 40 eventually too." Slim Shady.
Wiki wiki.
Hmm. Why is there Klingon on underneath Chris's typings?
I don't know why he types in Klingon sometimes.
Yeah, leave me alone. What's going on this week? What do we got going on that we talk about that's fun?
Fireworks?
I put up like a guy was flying into Los Angeles Airport, and he's like, I think fireworks are illegal in Los Angeles, and it is fucking crazy. It's about 15 seconds. It's 20 seconds long. But it's just, the sky is just lit up. It's like looks like a war zone.
Oh, really?
It's like... Like, you know, remember when we were in, seventh grade, Desert Storm, and you saw you'd see the videos of the night skies were like, brr, brr, things were flying, it looks like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But, Yeah, other than that, like, yeah, this week has got me all messed up, because it's like I went to work.
We have two double Mondays.
Right, because I went to work just because I was like, I had shit to do. It's like I could have stayed home. But, yeah, it just feels fucking wrong and weird.
Yeah, I consider it... See, it's all about what you how you look at it. I look at it as two Fridays. Maybe I had two Fridays this week. I had Tuesday, Friday, and Thursday, Friday.
Double Monday.
Don't know about Fridays.
Tuesday, Friday, I was like, we were like, oh, man, I hope Ryan didn't crash into something and not show up.
We were taking bets, like, how did Ryan die tonight? Was it on the way to here, or would he stop and get some food?
It's true.
Right, did those mannequins finally animate themselves and beat him to death?
We did go to that Magic the Gathering tournament, and Chris did place first place.
That's pretty fun.
It's true. What did you do?
We went to a Magic the Gathering tournament, and I played first place.
Okay, so now I know you're lying. But what did you actually?
Did you hear Adam?
I did. I thought you were going to cover for him with a more believable lie.
I finished second place. I'm sorry.
Yeah, didn't you read the text?
Yeah, I actually didn't have my phone on me. The kids were looking through pictures
on the boat. So what if they threw it off?
I wasn't worried about that. I guess.
Oh, I'm going to tell you. It's waterproof.
Oh. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, so that's why I didn't respond right away. And also, we may not have had, we probably had spotty coverage. I'm actually kind of surprised the call went through. But
you made me look good, because we were sitting on the couch and Amy's like, well, he's not going to respond to a phone call. And you picked up and I was like, bitch, please.
Nice.
True story.
And I think my response was, hey, and you said, where are you? I'm on a boat.
Like, are we playing on a boat tonight?
you didn't sing the rest of the song, though.
I know, I had my parents with it. They're in the generation that would have been offended along with the others.
They're country music fans.
So, like, wait a minute. Like, my grandma was there.
Well,
your grandma was the first one to swear that night.
Yeah, I know. See, that's the thing, Ryan. You just need to get some cooler parents.
I caught a big ass fish on that lake.
We don't have any pictures of it.
I have a picture. I'll share it. I'll put it on the podcast.
It's gonna be just a CG picture. I'm like, Ryan, right, give me a shark up.
You're right, I'm going to come up with a better picture.
A shark. Oh, that's awesome. So let's see, what movie did we watch?
A really old movie.
No, it was like the opposite of really old. It just came out.
First Night?
Remember, no, like Dark Tower.
Old.
It's
like,
oh, yeah, the Dark
it's
Tower.
It's like 30 years old. Something.
You guys missed out. We totally watched the Dark Tower. It was totally mediocre.
It was totally right in the middle.
It was like, what the fuck is that movie with the guy, the ninth gate or something? Like, completely average movie.
Yeah, that was like that. I remember when we watched that. I was like, this movie, I just... Do you like it?
Eh. I mean, it's got some sex scenes. It's got some demon shit.
Yeah, it's like right in the middle. You're like... but yeah, it was interesting. I mean...
It was kind of a D&D movie with guns. Kind of.
I think
a D&D movie, like, written like years ago. So.
Right. But I think the reason why people didn't like it is because... I talked to my sister. She loved the books. So when you love the books and you see a mediocre movie, you're like, eh, that movie sucked. You know what I mean? Mm. Which is too bad, but because I thought it was eh.
Bitch, it's too bad. Let's see. Anybody see this picture I posted over here?
Which one?
The one with the bird in the face.
Looks like.
Tell me what that...
Looks like a Preet.
Tell me what that is.
It's a rock.
That's terrible.
It's Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
That's terrible. Adam.
Adam, that's terrible.
I'm going to tell you this. You want to stay on the podcast. Stay off the drugs, man.
It's a D&D rock creature with Dwayne the Rock Johnson's face on it. It's freaking hilarious. Ryan, you should have got that. It was genius. I think that's what we should start doing, is taking people's faces and put them on D&D creatures.
Just randomly. Cool.
I hope not.
Well, we could change their, like, names or something? I don't know.
I like where you're going, kind of.
Maybe.
It's a good idea.
See, if I had a picture of your ex-girlfriend, I could put it on that.
Oh, yes.
Hold on. I might be able to find the picture. Give me some time.
Please don't.
Yes.
You probably should do it.
This is going out to so many people video-wise. Like five,
I mean, like,
here.
Please don't post that on Facebook.
Well, we're not on Facebook.
Why?
Oh, okay.
But you know we're going to do it now. Why would you say that?
Right.
Because I know you're going to do it.
Wait a second.
Like, and I can keep saying I'm denying that it's going to happen. I had no control over it. Anyway, all right, what else we got?
Let's discuss that a few hours ago they announced that they are working on a live-action Gundam movie.
I don't know, that was so 80s.
I don't know Gundam very well, honestly. That's like before my time.
Well, plus it was animated, and we all know you don't like
it. No, back in the day when I was a kid, I liked animated shows. It's just when I grew up and became a man, I put away childish things. Except for video games, Magic the Gathering, board games, and everything else that's cool.
It's shed building.
I mean, I think it's kind of cool that it's going to be Legendary Pictures, because they do a pretty good job with that kind of genre type stuff.
Okay.
So that has me excited. We don't know anything about it other than the announcement today that they're going to do it. I mean, it's been around since 1979, so
yeah. I mean, it's fine. It'll find its audience, I think. But I wonder, is its audience still alive?
I don't know. Just a bunch of people having a war between spacers and Earth in giant robotic suits. Almost like Robotech. It sounds like fun.
I'd rather watch Voltron.
Maybe.
Nope. I don't know. I like it.
Even the Space Voltron.
Space Voltron?
Hey, did you guys watch Voltron?
Yep.
Damn. I was hoping you'd say, nope. I watched the first two episodes, but it was stupid, so I stopped watching it, because that's what happened to me. I watched the first episode and a half, I was like, wait a minute, this isn't good, and I turned it off. It wasn't good to me. It was animated and not good. It might have been good for you. So.
I've seen the first two, quote, seasons, because when it's a Netflix thing, it's their seasons are like 7 episodes long. Mm. I mean, they're on technically like season 6, but it's only been around for 2.5 years.
Sure, yeah.
So.
Oh, it's like the Bachelor seasons.
Fuck that fucking show. Fuck. Jesus Christ.
I know you. Chris watches that. That's an A show.
I do not. Oh, I hate you so
much.
That's
an A show.
You need to fall down a well.
I'm sorry. If you would have, you have A shows and B shows.
Holy shit. Fucking, do you guys remember Baby Jessica?
What?
I should fall down a well.
Yeah. Yes,
it was like
sending my love down the well.
It was like a 3-year-old or something that fell down a well, and they kept sending food down to her or some shit because they couldn't get her out. When was that? Like 80 something, 90, early 90s?
80s.
But anyways, let me. It doesn't really matter when it is. But here's my point. I was watching a show, and I was like, I remember when I was a kid hearing about it and being like, "What the fuck?" and moving on with my life. But now, in retrospect, I was like, holy shit, can you imagine if your kid fell down a well and couldn't get out? That would, like, totally suck. And your life would be put on hold for, and you would hate your life. And that would suck. It's weird perspective, you know? Like, young me was like, ha ha, kid fell down a well! And now me's like, oh my god, that would be terrible.
I just remember going like...
She was 18 months old.
Oh my god!
October 14th, 1987.
See, I was even celebrating my birthday. I was like, fuck these, I don't care about this kid, it's my birthday. 18 months. Can you imagine an 18-month man? Woof. Can't do it. Sucks.
Nope. It's like when Boba Fett fell down the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah. But even then, I was like, man, he'll probably get out somehow.
And he did.
He's got jets. His backpack's got jets. He's Boba the Fett.
Wow, we're full of it tonight, aren't we?
Yeah.
You're full of it. Hey, should we talk World Cup real quick or no?
Ooh! Yeah. Oh snap! I forgot about that.
You got the World Cups going on,
like Weiner Colombians.
What'd you guys think? Everybody obviously watched all the games, so what'd you think?
Columbia at the last minute.
Last like, 22 seconds or something ridiculous. Right?
Oh, just fucking came behind with the lights down low. And they almost took it. That was good.
That was cool. And even the shootout, like I was telling Adam when he was over here on Tuesday because he's a friend, that second to last block penalty kick by English goalkeeper was fucking tight. He like guessed the right way, but this ball was still going to get by him. He's like stuck his hand out at the last second and deflected. It was pretty, it was fucking cool. Good shit. Good job, England.
What happened to Germany?
As we pointed out last week,
they shit the bed, and like they have all kinds of stuff. Like they were like this toy store was giving away free soccer balls, to saying like this will never happen again. to be like, here you go, kids, practice hard.
That's awesome.
That's fucking funny.
I was kind of sad that Mexico didn't beat Brazil. I knew it wasn't going to happen, but
I mean, that I know what you mean. It would have been a cool upset, right?
I would have taken Mexico for the win the whole tournament.
No way. They're deplorables.
I like Japan did as well as it did.
Yes.
Made it to the round of 16. Really close. Scored two goals. You know, I mean, lost, but still.
Well, like, even that, I think, wasn't their third goal, Belgium's third goal, like, really late? Yeah, 90 plus 4. So they were almost, they were in stoppage time when Belgium won. So they almost brought it to overtime. Right. Or extra time, as they say, I suppose.
Extra time, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. People didn't expect much. I like when teams that don't expect much, and they do really well. They were pretty impressive.
That is the epitome of Croatia, I think, this year.
Coming in.
Croatia did good.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, so of the teams that we picked, who is still out there? Good question, right?
France. I don't remember who picked who, except for France.
Chris picked France. Ryan.
Chris had France and Sweden.
They're both still in! Pow!
Ryan had Argentina and Senegal.
Both are
gone.
Yep. I know more about soccer.
Adam had Belgium and Peru.
Peru.
You got one in.
Dave, you had Germany and Serbia.
Ooh. Both gone.
And then I had
Croatia, the
Brazil
other one.
Brazil and
Switzerland. Was gone.
Okay, so Switzerland's gone.
We are the champions, my friend.
So.
I think I went on FIFA Fair Play points, basically. So.
You're probably going to win, yeah.
Well, no, I have two teams left. Nobody else has two teams, so.
Well, we didn't decide the scoring yet.
It doesn't matter unless
you were going to decide the scoring.
Any scoring method you use that's not retarded, we're okay.
It's called the Chris Bank scoring method.
Yes, for FIFA Fair Play points. Let's move on to scoring and ask. I want to ask you guys about the four. There's only four games left. There's only four games. Two tomorrow, two Saturday. Tell me who you like: Uruguay and France.
France.
Uruguay's looking good, man.
But their main scorer is out.
Oh yeah, I know. So.
And I don't know if you guys saw that fucking vaulted, what I like to call the French artillery, where they fucking pass it 70 yards down the... And they both their goals, they were like on like 50-yard passes. It was amazing.
Like Hail Marys?
No, just ridiculously accurate long passes. The French artillery.
That's pretty...
Is that what you've been calling it?
No, that's what I've been calling it, because it makes sense and it's awesome.
That's cool, actually. I like it. I like the good name.
Yeah. But they did put it... The problem is with the France is they put it into a wall, and the wall can't be... You can just walk around.
You put your guns in a wall one time! One time! It's what everybody brings up!
Hey.
Don't worry about the fact we gave you your independence, you bitches. Don't worry about that we gave you half the United States.
Hey, we bought half the United States.
Yes.
Because Napoleon needed some money.
Yes, to fight more people.
to fight his campaign against a land war in Russia.
Sometimes you need to fight everybody instead of almost everybody.
let's see.
So has anybody got Uruguay for this game? Anybody? Anybody?
If their lead score wasn't out, I would say that it would be good.
Yeah.
It would be
It's anybody's game, honestly.
Oh, you're wrong.
Because I'm just saying, like, this year, like, it's been pretty ridiculous.
Sure.
And anybody can win, and so like, I guess I don't have any clue, and I think that's great.
And France is the second youngest team in the tournament, so they are
young. I'll take Uruguay.
You lose. Okay.
Just throw it out.
If in case you're curious, France is a 2-1 favorite. How about Brazil and Belgium? Anybody got Belgium for this game?
Of course, I'm picking Belgium. I'm going to say the chocolate sauce is coming from behind.
Disgusting. I got this one.
Okay, how about Russia and Croatia?
I hope to God Croatia wins.
Why do you hate Russia so bad?
It's actually sad. We were talking about this, is that it's really kind of sad that Russia being the underdog, you should be like cheering for them, but since they're fucking cheating Russia, fuck them. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you want to actually root for them, but you kind of also want to say fuck them.
I like Ryan's argument on this.
Fuck them? Wait a minute. In the 90s, a little kid named John Connor taught me that Russians are our friends now. He said, "Aren't Russians our friends now?"
Is that why Trump likes him?
You watched Terminator 2.
Yeah. A lot.
You watched Terminator 2. That kid, he's on the right track. He knows Russians are friends.
And maybe that's why he hates Schwarzenegger so much.
Okay, since nobody wants to really make an answer, give me the four games. Tell me the underdog you think will probably win. So, underdogs being Sweden, fucking Russia, Belgium, and Uruguay. Which one do you think most likely will win their game?
Russia.
I would say Russia as well.
It sucks, but yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what? Russia's most likely to...
No, between the four games, underdogs. Which of the four underdogs is most likely to win in your opinion?
Oh. Is Belgium an underdog, you
Belgium
said?
Belgium is an underdog. Against Brazil, yes.
Everybody's an underdog to Brazil.
Except for France.
In Chris's mind.
I think Russia's going to have somebody's legs broken, or they're going to threaten them to...
Just a sniper rifle.
Like,
what?
Yeah.
Rules.
Win Mother Russia. Soccer ball you. Uruguay?
France.
Playing France.
And so Uruguay is the underdog?
Yes. Like a 2-1 underdog.
Yeah, I think they're pretty likely. But then also Belgium's pretty likely. Because sometimes Brazil just doesn't play.
Well, in early tournament, Brazil didn't play.
Right, exactly. So, they just didn't like come out with fire. So there's a real chance that they...
I like everyone. That idea. I like that, Ryan. Okay. Thanks.
What about you, Dave? What do you think?
I don't want it to happen because fuck Russia so much. But I think they have a chance.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Croatia's look good, but I understand what you're saying. I do. How about you, Dave, too?
Russia. I think we'll win.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Sweden over England. Sweden, I think, is playing really good defense, and England has not looked the best, especially that last game against fucking Colombia. They did not look great.
Are they even favored, England?
Yeah, they're like 50 to 20 England or something.
Yeah, dude, it's like a lot.
50 to 20, so 2.5 to 1.
I thought Sweden was more highly ranked going into the tournament.
No.
Maybe not.
No.
England looked pretty good.
Sweden was an underdog. Sweden was over 150 to 1. That's why I got them as an underdog.
Yeah, Kane.
Come on, Ryan. Kane?
Yeah. Kane doesn't actually look that good. He's just good at scoring lots of goals, which is great. I'm just saying, like, watch him...
What does that even mean?
I'll explain. It seems like he's been good at being in the right spot, which is a true skill, but, like, when you see him, I'm not, like, overwhelmed by gushing talent. You know what I mean? Like, he just seems to have a nose for the goal, which is a great thing, and you want that on your team, but it's like not. He doesn't seem like he's an amazing player. So fuck that guy. He's stupid.
Does he bend it like Beckham?
No, nobody bends it.
No,
like
he is like a yeah. But did you see that the KFC commercial that basically is making fun of Neymar? A guy like I put a link to it. Yeah, he puts a fall and starts rolling, and then just rolls out of the stadium, over the bridge. Wait to the crosswalk until like, the thing allows it. It keeps rolling and rolling and rolling into KFC to get a meal. It's really funny. And it's like, good job, KFC. Make fun of Neymar because he's such a little baby.
Why does he have to be black, though?
Because Neymar is black?
Well, I know, but...
Why does I do he like have people, but I do like that people wear ramen noodles on their head to look like Neymar because he has that blonde, super curly hair. They're just like funny. Ramen noodles.
Oh, he's going over a bridge.
I told you. It's so dumb.
Some guy's just looking at him like, what the hell? And he's going across a crosswalk. Oh,
perfect. That's Ryan Thomas. Master of fishing. Hunter of river monsters. I do like your right ear.
It's a pretty big one. I didn't expect
right
to find that.
Kind of like your right ear is kind of like a double right ear. I do like that.
Wow, that is
it was just on the angle of the picture.
Alligator gnar.
This is so dumb. Why does he roll into a KFC?
Because he's hungry.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Who doesn't like KFC?
He did have that one in, like, he did have one fall where he rolled so freaking far. It was
like 40 times. It was amazing. What the fuck is this picture? What the fuck?
That's Ryan.
Ryan had alligator gnar.
That's the fish he caught.
That's what he caught.
Told you it was legit.
It's good shit. Alright, so we'll tune in after the weekend or next week. We'll see how the tournament pans out. I don't know. After this initial set, we should get together to watch the France versus Brazil game. I think it'll be pretty good.
It would be great if it was the... Well, France is going to... You want to watch France because France is going to beat Brazil, right? And I think it's going to be an England versus France war. It's going to be the 100-year war again.
Could be. But
holy douchey-ass hat. What are you wearing?
Dave, I want That's you to take that hat. Photo and turn it into Ryan holding a penis.
All right.
Ryan, I respect that photo. Good job.
Thanks. Oh, Ryan, that's so hilarious.
That's a fishing hat. Adam, you should know what a fishing hat is. You wear one every day.
I got the hat. It's like an out of the sun hat where you want to keep sun off your face.
Yeah, like a pussy.
Shit's handy.
All right, so, yeah, I don't know. So, oh, that's Tuesday. Hey, Tuesday. Oh, it's Tuesday at 1 p.m. We can't get together. Well, I mean, I can get together. You guys want to get together Tuesday at 1 p.m. to watch France versus Brazil?
I'm going to say no.
I have a call. That's this Friday?
Tuesday, man.
Tuesday the 10th.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
I might try to do it because this World Cup only comes around every 4 years. You know what I mean?
You got
to
do it over a ping pong table if you're doing it with Ryan.
The finals are Sunday, but nobody's in town on the weekends in July, so I don't think anyone's going to want to get together to watch fucking finals at 10 a.m. on a Sunday.
That's annoying.
All right. Cool. That was fun. What's this Nicolas Cage thing I see?
So yeah, they found out. So in December we have an animated Spider-Man film coming out. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It's about Miles Morales and his character being mentored by Peter Parker. But one thing about the whole series is that there's different Spider-Man from different universes. Well, Nick Cage has been cast as Spider-Man Noir from the 1930s. So he will be voice acting the Spider-Man in the upcoming.
Do you think he's more of a spider protector?
I think he is.
Oh, man. I don't know. Okay. Oh, crap. You know what happens when you... Oh, never mind. I'll not say that.
What?
Nothing. I love you.
Nothing, honey.
Okay.
I'll be next weekend. We should totally watch that game.
On Sunday? Sorry. Everyone's gone on the weekends.
No, I'm available this weekend and
you're
next weekend.
Every weekend. Don't even start. I saw your email. I'm going every weekend. You're only second to Dave, said... too. I think I might be around one weekend.
I know. That was
maybe.
The one weekend.
I always said I was
because
available.
I thought I was going to a bachelor party that weekend for my brother-in-law, but turns out there's
He's not getting married.
So I'm not invited. So
oh, cool. They're like, hey, yeah, you're my brother and all, but
go
fuck
yourself.
Off.
So Wait, I'm going to take out my aggression by building, by framing a shed.
Isn't he in Atlanta? Isn't the guy that's in Atlanta?
No, this is Hannah's brother who lives in California.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so Tim.
Hey, what's his name?
Tim.
His first name.
Ben.
So, do you think you guys would watch a show of Ben and Jameson going into adventures together?
Oh, shit, the brothers nobody likes.
What?
Yeah, of course they cruise around in a Subaru Outback.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ryan, we'll send you some pictures. I want you to CG, or you know, some Photoshop Ben and Jameson, like, in a car, looking out, wearing sunglasses.
Sounds good.
So Adam, this hits two of your things. Basically, this team of people from Yale 3D printed off a old cuneiform thing from Babylon 4,000 years ago, which they translated to a recipe, and then they went to the cooks and had them make it a 4,000-year-old recipe, and they said it was terrible.
I would assume it's terrible.
Did they use ingredients from 4,000 years ago? Because that's the only authentic way to do.
Well, they used, like, what it said, like lamb and the vegetables and various other things.
If it's not fossilized lamb, it's probably not the same thing. Sorry. They said it was terrible, really? What kind of dish was it?
So, let's see what it had in it. It had, like, beets. And
okay, it's already terrible. Have you ever had anything with beets in it that's good?
Nope, tastes like dirt.
Right, but it's funny that it's like that they actually made something. I just like the idea that they made something from 4,000 years ago.
That is cool.
It is, and yeah. I wonder if it tasted good back then, or if it was like actually nobody liked it.
I don't think you had a choice back then. You're like, what can I eat to keep me alive?
Right.
But
it's Babylon, which is a pretty huge society and stuff like
that's
that.
That's true. So I guess it depends what social strata we're talking about.
Right, and if they took the time to write it down, it must have been like, at least, it was like, unless it was like, 4,000 years ago, people are going to find this recipe and eat it, and it's going to taste like shit.
We should do that. You fuckers. We should put in a time machine like poop sandwiches, and people are like, wow, 1,000 years ago they ate poop sandwiches? It's one scoop of freshly dumped poop.
That is funny. It's pretty cool.
I don't know that I'd be able to eat stuff like that.
I would try it to see what it tastes like.
You would not.
I fucking eat everything at least once, you son of a bitch. It's just when I eat it once and it tastes like shit, I don't eat it again. Did you guys... Steam Summer Sale's over. Did you guys buy anything?
Nope.
No.
Yep. Oh, I got something.
I got Magicka 2. I got 2 extra copies for folks that are online. And I played it last night. It's pretty fun.
I started playing it too.
Oh, it's really hard.
I thought the whole point was to like play it together, you sons of bitches. Jesus Christ. Well, I thought
it was, fuck, but then it's guys. Also like you can like kind of get a feel for how to play together by playing a little bit by yourself. That's what I was thinking.
Bullshit. It's bullshit. I call bullshit.
I say. But yeah, so about that, it's pretty cool. I like it.
It's interesting. It's interesting.
It's a Paradox game. It's got to be good. Is that the only thing you bought?
So far, yeah. Is it over now?
Yeah, it's over. Is. You had your choices over.
So I don't know. So far, that's all I got.
Okay. I bought Elite Dangerous, which I have not played yet. A little game called Battle Brothers, which seems pretty fun. It's like kind of a tactical game. Railway Empires, which seems pretty fun. And the Darkest Dungeon expansions to give a shot. So, by the way, if you haven't played Darkest Dungeon, it's a pretty fun game. You should try it.
I thought strongly about buying that.
I mean, it's old at this point, but it's still a fun game. I mean, it's pretty brutal. It's like you're going to lose a lot of your dudes. And you're like, oh, shit, now I lost another dude. It's fun though. Should give it a shot. I should have told you that during the sale when everything was really cheap.
Right.
I know it's old, but it's like I was trying to find things that would make Ryan and Chris and their love of magic happy, and a video of this guy who opens like basically magic cards. It's from like 2014, But so he's opened stuff, and he opens an alpha starter pack or something like that. I don't know. And he finds an alpha Black Lotus, and his hands, he's just like, holy shit, and his hands are all shaking and stuff. I'm like, it's pretty.
I've seen this before. A lot of people were claiming it's fake, but he does shake a lot for a fake.
Yeah,
guy.
I know. Like, the thing is, like, you can tell, like, he's opening stuff and it's normal, no shaking. And then all of a sudden, it's like, he's opening the alpha and it's just like, oh, cool, you know, this. He's like, oh, wow, that's a dual land, you know. So this, and then he's like, and the last one. And he's like, oh, dude, his hands are all, like, shaking. And I'm like, if you found a card that was worth that much, I think my hands would be shaking too.
How yeah. much is it worth?
Mint condition alpha Black Lotus, 12,000, something like that.
I thought it was like 35,000 or something.
I'm just guessing ridiculous. Based on one whatever that I've it is. Seen this one went for 15,006. I mean, I'm sure it depends on the quality. This one's 27, so this one's 50. So yeah, I mean, whatever you can get for it is basically what it is.
Just a matter of finding a buyer.
But opening these, when I watched this, I remember I watched this a while back. When I watched him open it, it reminded me why you don't buy like revised starter decks or stuff or packs, because like half the shit can be lands. Lands were considered a common card back then.
Yep.
So you could get like five regular lands in your pack. You're like, God damn it.
I thought it was interesting that it also has 6 million views, because people who like Magic watching people open Magic cards. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about this on Tuesday night when Chris won his Magic tournament?
Yeah,
that we were
everybody
at?
Was talking about it. Yeah. But I mean, all these cards that he's opening. I mean, he opened a very expensive pack, but all these, like an Alpha fucking Lightning Bolt, you could probably get $50 for or something like that. So
right. How much do you think that box cost? That what he opened cost to begin with?
Alpha Starter Pack.
Yeah.
We can find out very easily. I would guess
$450. That's my guess.
I would guess $1,200. No, $1,500.
Okay.
Just a guess. If you could find them, they're actually really hard to find, and that's why they're expensive.
Right. All right. Let's
spendy.
So, what's going on tomorrow? Is there, who's all going? Chris, I know you're going, and Ryan's going, and Adam's going, and Dave too. You're the Adam of the group now.
Yep. Where's Dave 2 going? Didn't you just get back from the cabin?
Man, I'm going back tomorrow.
Why?
Yes.
Are the kids up there now with Hannah?
No.
How come nobody answered the door when I was knocking this morning or this afternoon?
No one was home. They were out and about.
God damn it.
Huh.
Ryan, you can buy an Alpha Starter Deck sealed product from Troll and Told for $12,000.
I see that they're sold out, though.
No, can't actually buy it. But they will buy them for $7,500 if you want.
So,
if you want to sell yours.
Because there's a limited number of those left, they're just going to keep like a sealed box is just going to keep going up in value because of its potential, right?
That's the whole point of people buy just cases and never open them. Ryan tried that with some figures and he lost his ass.
No, I made money.
I'm just kidding.
I remember when Ryan was like, PlayStation 3s are going to be the new shit.
Hey, it should have been. It's bullshit.
That actually worked out.
You should have gone into the Nintendo business.
I got a lot of good use out of PlayStation 3 because Blu-ray plus gaming, and I had it for like 8 years or something ridiculous, and it lasted and it held up. It was pretty good. It was a good purchase.
I still use mine as my DVD player upstairs, my Blu-ray player. That's a
damn good deal.
But, yeah, other than that, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this. I hear we're going to have, like, a new person joining us, Chris?
No, not what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. I thought there was going to be a new person.
Oh.
What was that?
Ryan, are you all right?
Did he have a stroke?
I might have. Shit. Amber, I haven't been able to locate a babysitter, so I may have an extra ticket.
You better tell Nikki.
I thought Amber was going too.
She is.
So won't you have two extra tickets?
No, I'm gonna go.
Okay, just checking. yeah, no,
we can't find a babysitter. Amber's gonna babysit.
How many tickets did you get, Dave?
Eight.
Cool. Yep. So we have a nice formidable group. My niece is gonna go. She is so excited. She's been telling everybody all week that she gets to go to the movie with the big grown ups, and she like wrote a list of all the things she wants to get, and I don't think she wants to do that night and stuff. So that's cool. It's pretty cute.
So what's going on? She's just like, this is like your bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah?
Yes. Either that or I don't know. I was like, hey, Amy's going to go out of town. You want to come over and play video games all night? She's like, yes. Can we play 7 Days to Die?
She like, said that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like that game. It's just that they're not good at it, so they die a lot.
Right. It's like, don't you want to play Fortnite? Isn't that the new hotness?
Yeah, she's too young for that.
But zombie killing movies are okay.
No, but I mean, she doesn't find that interesting because she's too young. Like, shooters, I don't think she really finds. She likes stuff like Minecraft and fucking 7 Days to Die. That'd be fun. Amy bought a bunch of, like, junk food. It'd be pretty fun.
Whoa, really?
Not for me.
We were over there, and she didn't give us anything.
She bought it yesterday. Yeah.
She better not drink all of our fucking Mountain Dew ice.
Tell her to stay away from that Mountain Dew ice.
That's our Mountain Dew ice!
She can drink whatever she wants, but stay out of that Mountain Dew ice cabinet. Instead of a liquor cabinet, it's just Mountain Dew ice.
I'm officially out.
Oh, no.
Four left.
I'll ask Kenny if there's any more at the source.
Mountain Dew ice?
We gave a lot away to the Northerners when they came down a couple days ago.
What Northerners?
Amy's friends from the north.
She doesn't. Oh.
They're Vikings, I think. Or they're wildlings, one of the two. I don't really.
I got some, Dave. I can hook you up.
But he's going to sell it to you. It's unopened, possibly worth $12,000.
It's hard to find. Very rare. Limited edition.
Hey, actually, I'm going to pull in a favor, Ryan. I'm like, Ryan, I would like a Monster Energy drink brought to me at the movie theater.
I'll do my best, as long as I'm not running behind on time.
How can you run behind? You don't have a babysitter.
So you will not be getting one. Don't count on one.
Closest person.
I will make a special effort to not be behind. But you that doesn't guarantee things, because sometimes shit happens.
It doesn't matter.
To the movie theater.
Amber forgot to put something on the schedule. I probably won't make a Friday night movie either. Sorry.
So who's all doing the shed building? Everybody but Ryan?
And I don't think Dave can make it either. So
21st is like the only weekend I'm gone.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. It was just one of those. Three of us and Mickey and fucking
Jeremy
and Derek might show up and Kenny might show up. There's enough people, but I also think, hey, I was going to ask you guys. Well, maybe we'll do Shed Talk off podcast because people don't want to hear about our Shed Talk. So.
So Mickey, are you sure Mickey's going to show up?
He's already got something for me. He's got something called. He's like, I got this.
A hammer.
No, it's not a hammer. We have a hammer, you son of a bitch. It's called a. Hang on. Concrete hammer. You're right, it was a hammer, but it's a concrete hammer.
So it's just a bigger hammer.
To drill holes in the concrete. That's what he's got.
Is it a hammer drill?
Yes.
It's a hammer drill.
Yeah.
You know you can do that with like a regular drill.
Yeah, but this is probably easier now, isn't it?
It just has an extra handle on it, so you can put more weight on it.
Dave is actually telling the truth here.
No, it's definitely not. How dare you? I'm going to look up a picture.
It's a regular drill.
No.
Just bigger.
No. Here, I just looked up. Here, I'll post you guys a picture. It's like a regular hammer drill. That's a fucking hammer drill. Looks a lot different, doesn't it?
It's like a regular drill on Mountain Dew ice.
Here, here's another picture of a hammer drill. See?
You know, I could take my impact driver and do the same thing.
You know what? I could impact drive your ass. What do you think of that? God damn it.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Wait, that would
I don't
hurt.
Know why you gotta be hitting on the hammer.
But look, it has an extra handle on it.
But look, it's got power. Power is a huge difference. How dare you? How dare you guys say that it doesn't have power and it goes thunk instead of hitting with hand. Oh my god. You know what? This podcast is over. We're done for the night.
It's not like a gun.
Hey, how dare you? We're done for the night.
Not a gun. It's
Adam,
real.
Where can people get in touch with us?
Well, after we're done making fun of Chris, you can contact us at geeksnextdoor at the FTW@gmail.com.
I so want to hang up on you right now.
There's typically only one at an email.
This one's got double ads.
This double ads.
Oh.
Let's see. What else do we got?
We got a lot.
We got nothing else?
We got like four things. You've done one. You're flustered, I know, because too many hammers.
Too many hammers. All right. You can check us out at Geeks Next Door XYZ. That's geeksnextdoor.xyz. And
here's
we're on
hammer.
Patreon somewhere. Stop putting photos of hammers.
It's the hammer physician.
I thought that was like reverse cowgirl.
Oh, maybe. Then this is the hammer position. There you go.
That's the jackhammer.
It's funny how you're like, I thought that was reverse cowgirl.
All right. Where are you at? Did you even do the Patreon one yet?
No.
Did you do the Facebook page yet?
Oh, yeah. We're on Facebook. Check us out. Geeks Next Door.
All right, that's fine. I think you missed everything. I was looking up hammer positions of sex. So, we're gone for the week. We'll talk to everybody next week. Bye.
Later.